弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace to you brothers and sisters。
你可不可以跟你左右的、弟兄姊妹说平安？
Can you greet your neighbors around you to have peace to them?
弟兄姊妹平安啊，是当主耶稣降生的时候啊，天使报信息说在至高之处荣耀归给神啊，在地上平安归于神所喜悦的人。
When a shepherd was announcing the peace of God and is saying that glory to the Most High in heaven and also peace on earth to all the earth.
那主耶稣在地上最后一个晚上也跟门徒们说，我把平安赐给你们。
And our Lord Jesus also on the last day on earth, he said to his disciples that peace will be with you.
他说我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
He said, I leave my peace to you, I give you my peace.
从到主耶稣被钉从死里复活以后向门徒们显现。
After our Lord was crucified, and then he later on he rose, and then he appeared to his disciples.
门徒们都很害怕，主耶稣就说：“愿你们平安。”
And the disciples were very afraid. And then our Lord Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you."
使徒们来写书信的时候啊，都在开头啊，或者是在末了的时候，他说：“愿恩惠平安从神和我们的主耶稣基督。”
Also the apostle when they are writing their books either in the beginning or at the end they would say may the grace and peace be with you.
所以平安实在是神赐给我们的一个很宝贵的礼物。
So peace is a very precious gift from God to us.
所以弟兄姊妹我们有一点的时间啊，能够向主祷告。
Brother and sister, we hope that we have a little time that we can pray to God.
求神把这个平安赏给我们。
May God give us this peace.
都是你们愿意的话，可以跟隔壁的，如果你是弟兄，旁边坐的就是个弟兄；如果是你是姊妹，旁边是个姊妹，啊，那你就可以跟他手握着手啊，我们一起来祷告。如果是你一家里面的人啊，我们一家啊握着手。如果你单独一个人，我可以合起来，我们一起来到神面前，彼此的代祷。
And we can spend some time to pray. If you're sitting with a brother sitting with a brother next to you, you can hold your hands, or a sister with a sister holding your hand to pray for each other. Or as a family, you can pray for the peace for one another. Or if you're by yourself, we can also pray together.
不仅是手牵着手，但我们心跟神连在一起。
Not that only that we're holding hands together, our heart will be connected to God.
让他的平安临到我们的身上。
May His peace be upon us.
可以为了各左右的啊彼此的代祷。
And then we'll pray for the people next to us, left and right.
我们有点祷告的时间。
Let's have some time to pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你愿意把平安赐给你所喜悦的人。
You're willing to give the peace to those who you love.
我们这些是你重价赎回来的。
We are all of those who are bought by a heavy price.
在你眼中如同像眼中的铜人一样的宝贵。
We are so precious. We are like the apple of your eyes.
求你把你的平安赏给我们每一位。
May you give us the peace to each one of us.
主，我们也求你赐恩给讲的人。
And also give grace to us who speak.
赐给翻译的人。
To us who translate.
赐给听的人。
And to those who are listening.
我们今天早上一同在你面前聆听你的话语。
And this morning we are here to be attentive to your words.
求你向我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to every single one of us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus Christ's name.
阿门。我们再把以弗所书啊念一次，好吧？那我们这一次只有念22节、23节、24节。
We've, again, let's read Ephesians. This time we'll read from verse 22, 23, and 24. We can read that together in Chinese or English.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏，要将你的心智改换一新，
and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。这里说有真理的仁义和圣洁，这个仁义也可以把它翻成公义。
And here said that there is true righteousness and holiness. The true righteousness we can also translate as justice.
我们再来看一书以弗所书啊，对，哥罗西书第三章。
Let's read also from Colossians chapter 3.
跟这一段很是很相似的经文。
It's kind of similar to this other passage.
第九节到第十节
From verse 9 and verse 10
不要彼此说谎我们一起来念
Let's read together
不要彼此说谎
Do not lie to each other
因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的心
Since you have taken off your old self with its practices
And
have put on new self which is being renewed in the knowledge and the image of the Creator
正如照他主的形象好我们再来读一次罗马书第八章
Let's read another passage from Romans chapter 8
第六节
Verse 6
我们同声来念体贴肉体的就是死体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安我们中文的圣经体贴啊，也可以把它翻成思念。
In Chinese, it said that to go according, or also translate into like to think about.
那这一段的日子，我们说到神的帐幕。
In this past week, we have talked about the tabernacles of God.
在这个帐幕的里面，我们可以经历到神是与我们同在的神。
In this tabernacle, we have experienced that God is dwelling among us.
神也实在是一位牧养我们的神。
And God is also a shepherd for us.
他也是更新我们的神。
He is also a God who will renew us.
今天早上我想继续再说到神是更新我们的神。
And this morning, I want to continue to talk about the God is the one who renew us.
特别要讲到神在更新我们的心思。
Especially, we want to talk about the renewing of our mind.
刚才我们读的以弗所书。
Earlier, we read from Ephesians.
这里那边说到说要脱去从前行为上的旧人。
We talk about we are to put off the old practices from the old self.
他说要穿上新人。
And he also said to put on a new self.
这中间有个性质要改换一新。
But in between that, we have to renew our mind.
这个改换一新啊，把它翻成简单一点，就是更新。
It also can be translated to make anew.
所以这里有三个动词。
So there are three verbs here.
一个是脱去。
The first one is to put off.
一个是更新。
Second one is to make new.
另外一个是穿上。
And the third one is to put on.
也有三个名词。
And also three nouns here.
就是旧人。
The old self.
还有心智。
And the thoughts.
还有新人
and then the new self.
保罗在这里用一个我们平常啊穿衣服的方式。
And Paul was using that example of daily life that we put on the clothes.
啊，有些东西是要脱去。
And some we need to put off.
那有些东西是要穿上。
And some we need to put on.
在这个脱去和穿上的中间有一个很重要的一个因素，就是更新。
For between the putting off and putting on, there's a very important factor here, and that is to renew.
而且这更新什么呢？是更新我们的心思。
So what are we trying to renew here? And that is our mind.
那在罗马书第八章里面，刚好把这个三件事情用另外一个方式来表达。
In Romans chapter 8, it uses a different method to talk about these three things.
他说体贴肉体，或者体贴圣灵。
And that is saying the minds of the sinful nature and the minds of the spirit.
那这个体贴就是思想。
And this mind is meditating on.
你思想肉体，或者是思想圣灵。
Are you meditating on the sinful nature or meditating on the spirit?
那圣经为了要让我们更明白什么叫做旧人，什么叫做新人。
The Bible, in order to help us to understand what is the old self and what is the new self.
那在以弗所书或者哥罗西书里面，他说有一些的东西你要脱去。你要离开，你要拒绝。
And Ephesians and Colossians talk about some of the things we need to stay away from. We have to reject them.
像什么呢？像谎言，像生气，像犯罪，像污秽的言语。
It's like the liar, the sinful act, and the stealing, and also the unwholesome talk.
像恼恨，像诽谤，像淫乱，还有嬉笑的话。还有贪心等等等等。
And there's the rage, the anger, the brawling, and also the coarse joke, and so on and so on.
其实这一些呢，就是旧人的一个表现，旧人的一个行为。
And these all represent the behavior of the old self.
当我们从这一些旧人的行为的里面，我们就知道在我们里头有一个旧人。
When we have this behavior of an old self, we know that we do have that old self in us.
那么这个旧人，你要把它脱去。
We are to put up this old self.
那他说要穿上新人。
And he said to put on a new self.
他说这新人里面有老树。
And there in the new self there is forgiveness.
有真理。
There's the truth.
有公义。
And there's the righteousness.
有圣洁。
And there's holiness.
啊，从这些的新人的个生表现的里面，我们知道我们的里头有一个新人。
From these behavior of a new self, then we know that we have a new self of in us.
啊，这个新人，什么？我们把它穿上去。
And we are to put on this new self.
所以保罗在这一段的圣经的里头。
So in this passage, Paul was saying,
我们要脱去旧人，还有穿上新人。
We are to put up the old self and to put on the new self.
我们的心思非常的重要。
Our mind is very important.
我怎么知道什么叫做旧人，或者是旧人的行为？
How do I know what is the old self or the behavior of the old self?
我又如何知道这是新人或者新人的表现？
And how do I know this is the new self or the behavior of the new self?
那我们的心智就是相当的紧要。
And that's very important for our attitude of the mind.
这个字啊，可以把它翻成思想。
And this attitude of the mind, we can translate it into our thought.
也可以把它翻成心思。
Or our meditation.
或者把它翻成悟性。
Or our understanding.
所以简单的说，就是我们的思想要被更新。
Or simply speaking, our thoughts need to be renewed.
所以思想。
So our thoughts.
当你想一件事情的时候。
As we're thinking on something.
你如果没有被更新的话。
If we are not renewed.
你很难分辨什么叫做旧人，什么叫做新人。
It will be very hard for us to distinguish between what is the old self and the new self.
但是当你的思想被更新的时候,
but as your thoughts have been renewed,
你会懂什么叫做新人，什么叫做旧人。
Then we will understand what is the old self and what is the new self.
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
当你在生气的时候，
When you are angry,
好不好看?
Do you look good?
实在很丑陋。
It's kind of ugly.
但是我们知不知道这是就是一个旧人的表现?
Do you know that this is the presentation of the old self?
当我们在批评别人，在那边说别人的坏话的时候，
As we're criticizing somebody or we're saying malice for other people,
你会不会觉得这是个旧人的行为?
Do you think that that will be the behavior of the old self?
如果我的心思没有被更新的话,
If our minds are not renewed,
我不太会分辨,
I will not be able to distinguish.
因为我说我生气有理啊。
Because when I'm upset, I have my reasoning.
我批评有理。
And when I criticize, I have my reasons.
但是这些都是神所不喜悦的。
But these are things that God do not like.
神所不喜欢的。
God does not like that.
神要我们脱去它。
God wants us to put that aside.
那我们的思想很重要。
So our thoughts is very important.
我们常常想很多的事情。
Many times we think a lot.
那么罗马书告诉我，你的思想想旧，想那个肉体呢
？And the Romans tells that if our thoughts are on the sinful nature,
这个肉体就是旧人的行为
，or the behavior of the old self，
还是思念圣灵
，or to meditate on the spirit。
啊，这个圣灵就是新人的表现。
And this Holy Spirit is thepresentation of the new self.
所以我们会想很多的事。
So we will think about a lot of things.
我们的思想也很难控制。
It's very hard to control our thoughts.
我记得我们年轻的时候。
I remember when we were young.
去聚会。
When we go to the meeting.
那传道人就说。
And the preacher would say.
他说你们住在这里啊，但是你们的思想啊，想东啊，又想西。
Even though you're sitting here, but your thoughts are roaming around.
你的思想啊，可以环绕世界。
And it will taking a trip around the world.
弟兄姊妹，这说到我们的思想很难被控制。
It's talking about it's very hard to control our thoughts.
那同样的，我们的思想要分辨。
And similarly, our thoughts need to distinguish.
有些事情我们不会分辨。
But there are things that we may not be able to distinguish.
就是因为我们的心思没有被更新。
Because our minds have not been renewed.
今天如果有人问我们说离婚好吗
？If somebody asks us, is it good for me to divorce?
我们还没有结婚，同居好吗
？Is it okay for us to live together before marriage?
我们结了婚以后有婚外情好吗
？Is it good to have affairs after we have marriage?
不信主人说啊无所谓吧。
Those who do not believe and say, maybe it's okay.
但是神的儿女说不可以。
But the children of God said that we cannot do that.
神的儿女说不好。
And it's not a good thing.
我们为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们的心思被更新。
Because our minds have been renewed.
同样的，同性恋好不好
？Similarly, is homosexuality is good.
那不信主人会说他同性恋也还可以呀。
And those who do not believe me say, maybe it's okay.
甚至于他们可以很多的理由来 support, 来支持说同性恋是可以的。
And they will give you many reasons to support it's okay to be homosexual.
但是我们基督徒很稀奇。
But it's very amazing about Christians.
我们重生得救的基督徒。
Those who are born again.
因为我们读圣经。
Because as we were reading the Bible.
因为我们听到。
As we listen to the message,
神借着圣经来告诉我们
，and God tell us through the Bible,
说知道同性恋是神所厌恶的
That's homosexuality is something God hates.
是神所定罪的。
And God will condemn.
当我们读了这些的话语，我们听了这些的道。
As we listen to these words and this message,
我们的心思就被更新了。
And our minds will be renewed.
所以我们能够说同性恋是错的。
So we can say that homosexuality is not right.
是犯罪的。
It's a sin.
所以心思要必须要被更新。
So we must renew our minds.
但是我们的心思有时候很难。
But it's very hard in our minds.
所以保罗讲到我们的思想的时候，用另外一个字来称呼它。
So as Paul talking about this mind, he used a different word.
他说我们的心眼，心中的眼睛。
He said he will use our the eyes of our heart.
弟兄姊妹，我想你们大概知道什么叫做心眼。
And think you know what is the eyes of our heart.
如果你很想念一个人。
If you really think about some person,
想得几乎的你要发疯了。
And to the point that you become crazy about.
因为是当你闭起眼睛的时候，你的脑海的里面所想的就是那个人。
Once you close your eyes and your brain is full of that person's image.
所以你知道，我们的思想实在就是我们心里面的一种的眼睛。
And our thoughts is really an eyes in our mind.
同样的，你很气一个人。
Similarly, if you are angry with a person,
你甚至会气到咬牙切齿
to the point that you are grinding your teeth.
等到你合起眼睛来
when you close your eyes,
你想到那个人的时候
when you think about that person,
听众们觉得那个人的影子好像挥之不去
and it seems that the shadow of that person
就在你的脑海里转
it's circling within your mind,
好像你就看见他一样
seems that you see him all the time.
这是让我们的思想像一个眼睛一样。
Our thoughts is like the eyes.
所以我们的眼睛必须要被明亮。
So our eyes need to be lightened up.
我们的心思必须要被更新。
And our minds need to be renewed.
当我们的心思被更新以后，我们就能够分辨什么叫的救人和救人的行为。
After our minds were So renewed, then we know how to distinguish between old self and new self.
弟兄们，当我们与人相处的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we live with other people,
我们有很好欢聚的时光。
We have a good time together.
但是有时候人与人相处的时候也会有摩擦。
But sometimes we will have conflict as we live with each other.
夫妻之间。
Between
朋友之间
husband and wife and between friends
同事之间
between co-workers
弟兄姊妹们之间
among brothers and sisters
弟兄们当有摩擦的时候我们的心思在那会想是你是思念肉体还是思念圣灵
brothers and sisters when we have conflict with other people we are thinking about the sinful nature or the spirit
有时候我们做错事情
And sometimes when we have done something wrong
有心的也好故意的也好
Maybe consciously or unconsciously
若有别人来指责你
If somebody come and rebuke you
或者有别人来批评
Or other people come and criticize you
弟兄姊妹你的思想会有什么反应
What is the reaction of your mind?
而这个反应要说出你在思念圣灵还是思念肉体
And this reaction will tell us are you meditating on the flesh or meditating on the spirit
在比方说如果我们的孩子还小的时候
For example when our children are still young
那小孩子都很天真也很活泼
And they are very innocent and lively.
那也会做错一些的事情。
And sometimes they will do something wrong.
那我们做父母的，看见我们的孩子做错。
As parents, when we see them, they do something wrong.
或者是被误会了。
Or maybe misunderstood.
看见有别的家长在那样责怪我们的孩子。
And then we see other parents are disciplining our own children.
弟兄姊妹，我们的思想怎么反应？
So what is the reaction in your mind?
有一种的反应是说，你有什么资格批评我？
And one reaction is, what rights do you have to criticize my kids?
你有什么身份可以来教我的孩子？
What position you have to teach my children?
你想到这个你就生气。
When you think about that, then you become angry.
你就不高兴。
You're not happy.
这上面只是一种的想念，一种的思念。
And that's one thought, one mind.
这就是思念肉体。
And that's dwelling on the flesh.
这些就是旧人的表现。
And this is the behavior of the old self.
啊，另外还有一种的想法。
And then there's another kind of thought.
说，是不是我做错了？
And have I done something wrong?
是不是真的我的孩子错了？
And maybe my child had misbehaved.
我再想想。
Then let me think about it.
怎样带着一颗心说谢谢你来教导我的孩子。
To bring a heart of thankfulness that thank you to teach my kids.
谢谢你让我知道我的孩子他有不好的地方。
Thank you so you can let me see the shortcoming of my child.
那如果是我做错了，人家来指责呢
？If I have done something wrong, people come and rebuild me.
知道，当被指责的时候，多不舒服的。
And as we were rebuilt, we won't feel good about it.
但是如果我有一个思想
，But if I have a thought,
我想说，主，你借着这一位弟兄，或是这位朋友，这位姐妹
，And Lord, through this brother, through this friend, and through this sister.
把我的情形显出来了。
To reveal my situation.
如果我能够带着一个一面带着很痛的心情。
And on one side, it may be painful that we are carrying with us.
很难过的心情。
And very sorrowful about it.
来到神的面前。
To come before God.
说神啊，谢谢你。
Say, God, thank you.
借着别人是出于好意。或是出于恶意
and through another person either by goodwill or bad
我知道是你许可
I know that you allow this to happen
记得这件事让我来认识我自己的光景
through this thing so I can know my own situation
而且可以来到神的面前说神啊我没有办法胜过自己
and I'll come to God and say God I cannot handle this overcome this myself
求你来拯救我
may you save me
弟兄们，如果我有这样的一个思想
Brothers and sisters, if I have a thought like that
这是一个思念圣灵
And this is to meditate on the Spirit
这样的话我就可以有机会靠着主的恩典穿上新的
Then through the grace of God I have the opportunity to put on the new self
你知道简单的说旧人和旧人的行为或是肉体
Or simply thinking the old self or the behavior of the old self.
当你往这方面去思想的时候
，When you dwell on that area，
一定遇见一个属灵的死亡。
You will see the spiritual death.
所以保罗说，体贴肉体的就是死。
That's why Paul said the mind of a sinful nature is death.
但是如果我们想省这一方面
，But our minds are towards this other side.
他说体贴圣灵的就是生命
He said the mind
就是平安
by the spirit is life and peace.
所以弟兄姊妹们心思在这里需要被更新
So our minds need to be renewed here.
当我们能够分辨旧的和新的
So we can discern between the old and the new self.
当我分辨的时候我就愿意脱去旧的
As we can discern, then we will put off the old self.
穿上新的
To put on the new self.
弟兄姊妹们，如果有这个认识
If we have this knowledge,
我们就知道很多不好的
There are many bad things.
神所不喜欢的
Things that God does not like.
我就要拒绝
I will reject that.
我就要远离它
I will escape from it.
但是问题在这里，当我知道我有这些不好的旧人的行为的时候
But the problem is when I understand that I have this behavior of the old self
我要怎么脱呢
How do I put that off
你知道你用我的意志要来脱好难啊
If I use my own will to try to put that off it's very difficult
但是很感谢神
But thank the Lord
神在罗马书里面告诉我们
In Romans, God tells us.
或者说，主耶稣告诉我，告诉门徒说。
Or our Lord Jesus told his disciples.
他说：“你们往普天下去。”
You are to go to the world.
那十万年做我的门徒。
To make disciples of all the people.
叫那些听见福音、相信主的人。
So all those who have heard the gospel and believe.
叫他们必须做一件的事情。
That one thing they need to do.
就是奉父子圣灵的名替他们施洗。
We are to baptize them in the name of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
主说，信而受洗的必然得救。
And the Lord said that those who believe and be baptized, they will be saved.
所以神在那告诉我们说，一个人信了主。
So God tells them when a person believes in Christ.
那他必须要去受洗。
That he must be baptized.
我相信每一位信耶稣的人。
I believe every single Christian
都一定有亲身受洗的经历。
They will have experienced this baptism.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这受洗告诉我们什么呢？
So what does the baptism tell us?
他说，这个受洗乃是说到与主一同死的，一同埋葬。
We are to die together with Christ and to bury with Christ.
而且从水里面上来的时候，跟他一同复活。
As we come up from the water, that we will rise again with the Lord.
所以保罗告诉我们说，一个受洗的人一定要知道我们的救人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Paul tells that those who are baptized, we must know that our old self have been nailed on the cross with Christ.
所以我们的心思要知道。
So our minds need to know.
受洗。是叫我蒙了大恩典。
To be baptized is to receive great grace.
但是受洗要叫我脱去旧人。
The baptism helps us to put aside the old self.
脱去那个旧人的行为。
The behavior of the old self.
那么这个受洗的真理。
And this is the truth of the baptism.
这一个经历。
This experience.
要帮助我们可以脱去。
It's to help us to put aside the old self.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们的旧人是神不要的。
Because God does not want our old self.
而这个旧人已经与基督同钉在十字架上。
And the old self was nailed on the cross with Christ.
所以我就可以脱去。
So I can put that off.
怎么脱啊？
How do you put that off?
接着就宣告。
And to proclaim.
因为我们的旧人那个根啊太深了。
Because the root of the old self is so deep.
这个深啊，他们在原文里面告诉我们，深到人类的头一个祖先亚当的里头。
And the Bible tells that it's so deep, it's all the way to the first man, Adam.
在亚当里面的人里面有一个旧人。
And in Adam, there's the old self.
所以这一个要如何脱去呢？
And how do you put that off?
只有把它钉在十字架上。
Is to nail that on the cross.
所以当有一天我知道我的旧人的时候。
So when one day I encounter my old self.
你试着想改，改不掉的。
If you want to change it, it's very hard.
可以改变一点点。
Maybe just a little bit.
但是你的根太深了。
But the root is too deep.
没办法。
We cannot change that.
必须靠着耶稣基督的救恩。
Only through the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
告诉主说，主，我不要这个救人。
I tell our Lord that I don't want this.
我厌恶这一个救人的行为。
I hate this the behavior of this old self.
我深知我是个受过洗的。
And I know that I have been baptized.
我现在要来支取你的恩典。
To receive your grace.
把我不喜欢的救人钉在十字架上。
To nail this old self that I don't like.
弟兄姊妹，当你这么一定的时候，你发现你可以从你的思想里面可以被救出来。
When you have that commitment, you know that your thoughts can be saved.
实在受洗太重要。
Baptism is too important.
不仅仅表明我信仰的确据。
Not only to reveal that I believe and have that assurance.
也是叫我可以脱去旧人，过一个圣洁的生活。
It also helps us to put off the old self and live a new life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，试着当你知道什么是旧人。
So brothers and sisters, once you know what is this old self,
把它钉在十字架上。
To nail that on the cross.
宣告说，我愿意把它与你同钉十字架。
To proclaim that you are willing to put that on the cross.
与你一同埋在坟墓里头。
To bury with Christ.
但是主耶稣的死还有复活的意义。
But the death of Christ also had the resurrection side.
圣经上说什么？当主耶稣从死里面复活的时候。
The Bible tells us when our Lord was had risen from death.
是靠着神的灵把他复活。
It's through the Spirit of God that he can resurrect.
所以主耶稣的复活里面说到圣灵的能力。
So in the resurrection, talk about the power of the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个圣灵可以做一个更新的工作。
And this Holy Spirit can do the work of renewing.
刚才我们读的以弗所书那个心思更换一心。
And earlier we read from Ephesians that we make anew the attitudes of the mind.
他说心智改换一心。
That the attitude of mind needs to be renewed.
我不知道英文有没有这样说，在原来的里面，他说你心思中的灵要被更新。
In the original meaning, it said that the spirit in your mind needs to be renewed.
或者说要借着圣灵来更新你心思中的灵。
Or through the Holy Spirit, you need to renew the spirit in your mind.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你我信了主以后
，Brother and sister, once we believe in the Lord,
不仅有永远的生命
，Not only we have eternal life,
啊，同样的圣灵也住在我们的里面
，And the Holy Spirit will dwell among us.
我想这节的圣经太重要了
，I think that's very important.
请我们一起来念
，Let's read that together.
罗马书
，In Romans,
第八章
，Chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第八节到十一节
From verse 8 to 11
他说我们一起来念
Let's read that together
预备来
Those controlled by the spirit sinful nature cannot please God You however are controlled not by the sinful nature but by the spirit If the Spirit of God lives in you,
if anyone
does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. If Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin. Yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through the Spirit who lives in you.
使你们必死的身体又活过来。这里告诉我们说神的灵
They talk about the spirit of God
基督的灵
The spirit of Christ
还有圣灵
And then the Holy Spirit
住在我们的里面
Dwell within us
或者这样说三而一的神的灵住在信徒的里面
Or we can say the spirit of the Trinity GodDwell within Christians.
三而一的神住在我的里面。
The Trinity God dwell within me.
弟兄们，若是我的心思被更新而知道这一件的事。
Brother and sister, if our minds are renewed and know about this,
这是大的恩典。
This is a great grace.
这是救恩的宝贝啊。
This is the precious part of the salvation.
不仅仅要知道三而一的神住在他的灵住在我的里面。
Not only knowing that the Trinity God dwell within us.
而且我要来支取这个恩典。
But also to come to receive this grace.
特别是当我的思想没有办法转向神的时候。
Especially when my mind, I cannot control my mind to turn towards God.
你知道有时候我们的思想啊会失去控制
You know sometimes we will lose the control of our mind
你不想他怎么样他还是会跑回来
If you don't think about it it will still come back
那个思想有时候会抓住我们
And sometimes the mind will hold on to us
所以你要让你的思想转向神太难了
It's very hard to turn our minds toward God
弟兄姊妹这时候我们要来祷告
At that time, we need to come and pray.
这个祷告，你必须要知道说，住在我里面的神。
And this prayer we need to know that the God who dwells within us,
不仅神就在我的里面,
not only dwells within me,
不仅仅基督住在我的里面,
not only Christ dwells within me,
不仅仅圣灵住在我的里面,
not only the Holy Spirit dwells within me, the Trinity God dwells within me.
弟兄姊妹我不懂,
brother and sister,
但我知道神把这宝贝放在我的里面,
but I know that God had put something into every one who believes in Christ. When my mind cannot be renewed,
我可以来祷告,
I can come and
祷告说,
pray.
三位一的神啊,
that the Trinity God,
然后你来更新我的心思,
may your spirit renew my mind,
来更新我心思中的灵,
to renew the spirit in my mind,
叫我可以来思念圣灵,
so I can meditate on God,
叫我的心思可以转向神,
so my mind will turn towards God.
弟兄姊妹, 若是我们能够这样的祷告,
brother and sister, if we can pray like that,
神一定做工,
God will work.
一定是改变我们的心思意念,
God will change our mind,
叫我们能够转向神的自己,
so we can turn towards God himself.
所以保罗告诉我们说, 要心思要被更新,
so Paul tells us we need to renew our mind.
当我们被更新的时候, 我们就会穿上新人,
as we renew our minds, we will put on the new self.
新人有几个表现,
there's a few behavior of the new self.
第一个是真理,
and first there's the truth.
第二是公义,
and then there's righteousness.
第三是圣洁,
and then there's holiness.
当我的心思被更新, 我会懂得什么叫做真理,
when my minds are renewed, I will know what is the truth.
圣经告诉我们说, 真理可以叫我们得着自由,
the Bible tells us the truth will set us free.
许多的时候我们讲的不是真理, 而是个道理,
many times we talk about it's not the truth but it's only a way.
道理有一个特点,
this has a special,
讲的都很对,
it seems like it's right,
但是 叫人家碰不见爱,
but this knowledge will not get us to love.
这个道理会叫人论断批评,
it will only criticize and judge.
但是真理不是这样,
but truth is not so.
真理要叫一个捆绑的人怎么把它释放出来,
the truth will set a bondage person to freedom.
因为真理里面藏着神的爱,
because in truth there's the love of God.
因为神就是爱,
because God is love.
所以当神来造这个新人的时候,
so when God created this new self,
整个的根基建立在他的神圣的爱里面,
the whole foundation is built on the holy love of God.
这个爱里面发出真理来,
and from that love there is this truth.
这个爱里面有赦免,
and in this love there's forgiveness,
有拯救,
there is salvation.
叫我们可以从那一个捆绑中得着释放,
that we can be free from the bondage.
那第二这个新人的会所的特性里面, 他说他知道什么叫做神的公义,
and then secondly then we will, with this renewal of the mind, we know what is righteousness.
什么叫做公义,
what is righteousness?
有一种的说法就是标准,
and one thing we can say is a standard.
神的公义就是神的标准,
the righteousness of God is the standard of God.
当我的心思被更新的时候, 我知道神的标准是什么,
when my minds are renewed, then I know what is the standard of God.
很多的时候我们在做事情,
many times as we just doing work,
我们在做对的事情, 或是做错的事情,
regardless if it's the right things to do or the wrong things,
我们在说话的时候, 是说对的话, 还是说错的话,
as we speak the right words or the wrong words,
或者是我们在那里批评别人的时候,
or as we are criticizing other people,
就是我们, 很多的时候我们都是以自己为中心,
we are using ourselves as the focus,
用自己来做标准,
use our own self as the standard.
但是神的公义是用神来做标准。
But the righteousness of God is using God as the standard.
所以当我的心思被更新的时候，
So when our minds are renewed,
我会懂得神的标准是什么。
I will know what is the standard of God.
那我就愿意站在神这一边。
Then I'm willing to stand on the side of God.
像刚才我说说同性恋。
So earlier talk about homosexuality.
不管人怎么说。
Regardless how people say.
但是我们来读圣经。
But if we read the Bible.
那当神的话发出光来的时候。
When the word of God put light on us.
成为一个真理。
It becomes a truth.
成为一个标准。
To become a standard.
那我这个是神的标准，神的标准说错，一定是错。
If the standard God said this is wrong, then it's wrong.
那这样的话，我就站在神的标准上。
Then I'll be standing on the standard of God.
所以很多的时候，我们要回到那个源头。
So often we need to come back to the source.
回到神那边去。
To come back to God.
那第三，这个新人里面还有一个圣洁。
And thirdly, this new being had a holiness.
过一个分别为圣的生活。
To live a life that's separated.
不管世人怎么说。
Regardless how the world tells us.
不管别人怎么说。
Regardless how other people tells us,
都是神所不喜欢的。
If it's something God does not like,
我愿意跟神配合。
I want to work with God.
我愿意跟他过一个他喜欢的生活。
To live a life that's pleasing to Him.
像我刚才说的，同居也好，或者是婚外情也好。
Like earlier, I was saying that living before marriage or having affairs after marriage.
圣经里面叫做淫乱。
That the Bible tells us it's adultery.
他说我们一定要远离。
We must stay away from that.
啊，这是比较严肃的事。
This is something pretty serious.
但是在平常的时候。
But in daily lives,
我们的口里面有一种的话是神不喜欢的。
There's some kind of words from our mouth that is not pleasing to God.
那就是谎言。
And that is the liars.
所以神说要拒绝谎言。
So God said to resist the lies.
如果我们能够说诚真实的话，
If we can speak the truth,
我们的口就被分别为圣。
Our mouth will be separated as holy.
同样的，我们很多的日常生活中，
And similarly in our daily lives,
有些东西是神不喜欢的。
There are things that God may not like.
我们必须要远离他们。
We must stay away from it.
啊，圣经里面告诉我们说，神的儿女要穿上一个军装。
And the Bible tells that the children of God must put on this armor of God.
那其中有一个叫做救恩的头盔。
And one of them is called the helmet of salvation.
弟兄姊妹，这个头盔就要保护我们的头。
And this helmet is to protect our head.
特别是保护我们的思想。
And especially to protect our minds.
弟兄姊妹，当我的思想想到的不是主，
When my mind is thinking something not of the Lord,
我就落在痛苦里头。
I will fall into suffering.
我就落在没有平安的里面。
Fall into things without peace.
但是这个救恩的头盔叫我想到神。
But the helmet of salvation helped me to think about God.
我里面就有了一个喜乐。
Then I have this joy within me.
我里面就有了一个平安。
Then I have this peace within me.
那我的思想就会往积极正面而去。
And my mind will go toward this positive area.
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
我认识一个弟兄。
A brother that I know.
后来发生了一些的事。
There's a few things, something happened.
那就我就跟另外一个基督徒，我们在讨论。
And I was talking with another Christian.
那个基督徒对那个弟兄很不谅解。
And this other Christian did not understand this other one.
那我就告诉他。
So I tell him.
因为当我们两个人谈论的时候。
Because as we're talking between us.
那一方是往着肉体的方向而去。
And one way we are thinking towards the flesh.
所以他一想的时候，都看见了，都是那个弟兄的。
So as he was talking about, he only thought about all the bad things of this.
但是我当我跟他谈的时候。
But as I was talking with him,
因为我认识那个弟兄。
Because I know the other brother.
我也相信那个弟兄。
And I trust that other brother.
所以我就告诉他说，那个弟兄不是这样。
And I tell him that the other brother may not be like that.
弟兄们在这里有两个人，两个不同的想法。
And here there are two people and two different thoughts.
也可能是一个人同时有两个不同的想法。
Or maybe just one person with two different thoughts.
问题是你的思想转向哪一边？
The question is, where is your thoughts turning towards?
我是觉得这一段的圣经在我们的生活中正像一个跷跷板。
And this passage is really like a swinging board.
一边是旧人，一边是新人。
And on the one side is the old self, on the other side is the new self.
一边是肉体，一边是身。
On the one side is the flesh, and the other side is the spirit.
中间执心的地方是我们的思想。
And in the middle is our mind.
你的思想倾向哪一边？
Where's the tendency of your mind?
倾向肉体，就是活在旧人里头。
Towards the old flesh will be on the old self,
就是死。
And that is death.
倾向圣灵，就是生命，就是平安。
And towards the spirit, you will have life and peace.
但愿神保守我们的心怀意念。
May God preserve our minds.
常常来更新我们的心思。
Continually to renew our minds.
当我们的心思被更新的时候。
As our minds are renewed.
一面我们会知道什么是神要的，什么是神不要的。
So we know what is pleasing to God and what is not.
一方面我们会看见哪一个是错的，哪个是对。
So we can discern what is wrong and what is right.
所以我们知道若是这是神不要的，我们就靠着主耶稣的那个救恩叫我们脱去。
If we know that this is what God doesn't want, then we, by the grace of God, we can put that off.
当这旧人把它钉在十字架上。
To nail that old self on the cross.
我如何能够钉呢？
How can I nail that?
弟兄姊妹，你我的受洗是个确据。
Brother and sister, the baptism is your assurance.
那我旧人的行为，求主用宝血来洁净。
And the behavior of the old self may be washed away by the precious blood.
如何来更新？
How to renew?
靠着圣灵。
By the Holy Spirit.
靠着神的话。
By the words of God.
另外还有一件事，请弟兄姊妹们记得。
And one more thing, I hope brother and sister will remember.
我们的心思一定要知道这一件的事情。
Our minds must know this.
有一位爱你爱我的主。
There's a one Lord who loves you and I.
不仅仅为你死，也为我们复活。
Not only he died for us, he also resurrected for us.
他今天在高天之上。
Now he's sitting in heaven.
他在施恩的宝座上。
On the throne of grace.
为你为我代求
was interceding for you and I.
是他是大祭司，照着麦基洗德的等次为大祭司。
He's the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
充满了慈爱，也是充满了公义。
Full of love and full of righteousness.
恨恶罪恶，但是却喜爱罪人。
He hates the sin, but yet loves the sinner.
他在为我们祷告。
He's praying for us.
那现在如果一个人还没有信耶稣怎么办？
So if you have not believed yet, what do you need to do?
有一节的圣经这么说。
There's one verse that said this.
是在马可福音，我们不要看翻圣经，请答案。马可福音第一章。
It's in Matthew chapter 1.
这里圣经这么说，约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音。
He said, after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God.
说日期满了。
He said, the time has come.
神的国近了。
The kingdom of God is near.
你们应当悔改。
Repent.
信福音。
And believe the good news.
其实这就是一个福音。他说什么？日期满了。
And this is the good news that the time has come.
神的国近了。
The kingdom of God is near.
主耶稣那时候说神的国近了。
And our Lord said the God, kingdom of God is near.
今天福音要告诉我神的国已经到了。
And today it tells us the kingdom of God.
谁听见神的福音愿意进去的。
And whoever listened to the good news want to come in.
做两件事情。
Two things you need to do.
第一件事情就是悔改。
The first thing is to repent.
弟兄姊妹，这个悔改在原文的意思里面就是说我的思想转变。
And in the original text, it's repent, meaning my mind to be changed.
我的思想里面本来没有神的，或者不要神的。
My mind does not have God before.
但是因为听见神国的福音。
But because of the good news of the kingdom.
我的思想愿意一个转变。
My mind wants to be changed.
转向神。
To turn toward God.
啊，这是悔改的意思。
This is the meaning of repent.
不是说你在那动情绪啊，那个哭哭啼啼，不是。
It's not that you will use your emotion to be crying.
是在你的心思的里面转向神。
It's to turn toward God in our minds.
第二，当你转向神的时候，把它接受过来。
And secondly, is to after you turn, you receive.
这一个接受就是信。
And this receive is to believe.
当你转向福音，信接受这福音的时候，你就得救了。
When you turn towards the good news and receive the good news, then you will be saved.
所以在福音的事上,
so in the things of God, the
good news, 我们的心思要转向神。
Our minds need to be turned towards God.
这是对着还没有信主的时候的情形。
And those are towards those who have not believed yet.
等到我们信了主以后,
after we believe in the Lord,
我们的心思还是要继续不断地被更新。
Our minds need to be continually renewed.
保罗说，心智改换一新。
And Paul said to make anew in the attitudes of your mind.
他的意思是说，你要继续不断地更新你的心思。
And what he's saying is continually renewing our minds.
但愿我们的心思被更新的时候。
May our minds, when it is being renewed.
我们可以脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
Then we'll be able to put aside the old self and its behavior.
能够穿上新的。
And to put on the new self.
这里面有神的真理。
And here there's the truth.
有神的公义。
And the righteousness of God.
有神的圣洁。
And the holiness of God.
请我们低头一点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你实在是为更新我们的神。
You are God who will renew our minds.
求你更新我们的心思。
You renew our minds.
让我们能够分辨什么叫做旧人，什么叫做新人。
So we can discern what is the old self and what is the new self.
好叫我们靠着你在十字架上的救恩。
So by the grace on the cross.
借着我们受洗的经历。
Through the experience of the baptism, that will put aside the old self.
借着你的宝血洗净我们旧人所犯的过犯。
And by your precious blood, it wash away the behavior of our old self.
也求你借着圣灵。
And also by the Spirit.
借着你的话。
By your words.
不断地来更新我们的心思。
That will continue to renew our mind.
好让我们可以过一个新人的生活。
So we have a life of a new nature.
在真理中得着自由释放。
So we will be set free in truth.
在公义里面看见你的怜悯。
So we can see your face in your righteousness.
让我们脱离污秽的生活。
To put aside all these wickedly living.
过一个被分别为圣的生活。
To live a life that is separated for holiness.
主啊，求你垂听我的祷告。
May you listen to my prayer.
成全我们的心愿。
To accomplish our will.
好让我们能够在地上的时候。
So that when we are still on this earth.
像光明的儿女。
That we will live like a children of light.
来荣耀你。
To glorify you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.